A high school student at Germantown Friends this year launched a new initiative to help people better understand some of the complicated issues regarding the menstrual cycle. And as KWBU's Hadass Klissens reports, collections of sanitary products being held through the month at area schools.
Early this year, 10th grader Joanna Lynn launched the Student Period Movement in response to some self-initiated research she conducted on so-called period poverty after looking into how homeless women take care of themselves while menstruating.
I started this initiative with the original idea to target this initial stigma around menstruation and to end the shame surrounding it that's often, I would say, extremely heightened as students.
She believes the stigma begins when students are separated by gender in school to learn about puberty.
So they're taught as children that information about menstruation and puberty are very sensitive topics that should be kept secret.
As part of the movement, collections for sanitary products are being held at area schools, including Germantown Friends, Springside, Chestnut Hill, Wissahickon, and Upper Dublin. She says that's the vehicle through which she'd like to start the conversation, but adds it's not only kids, but also lawmakers who need to learn about the socioeconomic impact of menstruation.
In the United States, there's 31 states that still have the menstrual product tax, which says that menstrual products are considered luxury items.
Hadass Klissens, KYW News Radio.